بيجن دي كران داف مسفت از جيتن داف يدان بيجن من اوف بيجن تيز ماست بيجن لز دي مارا هاو ميك ميد اس خبر البابل واو ذس از توكين اباوت بيفور ذا خبر كيم ذا بابل سو ذات وود بي ذا ديفرنس ريجاردينج ويتش بليس از بيتر فور ذا جوز ان ايزا ويتش بيج بوك ادريس اكسبلينز خبري هو ار ذيس خبري ذات بيفور ذا كيم ذا بابل وازنت سو باد هاي نيو بارسيم ذيس ار ذا بيرشنز ميك ميد اس خبر البابل When is it before the Persians came to the bubble? That's when the Kazdim ruled. But after they came, when Kurish conquered the kingdom, and he was king over the bubble, that was when the Persians took control, and that was the difficulty. It's difficult to remain because the Chabarim are not the Persians per se. The Omer Perak Asar Yosan, like the Gemara says, the Kedushin of Ayin Beis Merav. Rani Parsiim, it was shown to me the Persians, they look like the soldiers of the Beis David. And I saw the Chabarim, the Malach Chabarim compared to the destructive angels. So you see, Chabarim are different than the Parsiim. Oh, more of the Perak Chabarim, even the Gemara, even the Sama Gimel Beis Mashmas Sans Berim, Biyechnos, the Chabarim Babel, then these are Biyechnos when the Chabarim came to Babel. Normally, the Biyechnos, because the Biyechnos, the Chabarim Babel, the Chabarim came to Babel. Shagla Nafel, he moaned and he fell over. So you see that it was at that time when they came, which was a very different time in history. So how can you say that they came, like what Rashi says, at the time of Kodesh? So the Rebbe says the Chavarim haim uma achas. It's actually one nation. Shabbat b'meir b'yichna came in the days of b'yichna, which is as the Gemara says over there in Yevamos. When they came to Babel, Hirshia separsiim shayim Babel. Right, the Egyptians, the Persians were there much earlier. Like we say, like Rashi said, in the days of Kodesh. So the Persians were there all along, but when the Chavarim came and joined the Persians, then it was calculated tvei marim. Then they were worse than the Romans. And so says Bentham, we begin to say, Lamai, the Pesach Bekonja, according to what Rashi does explain. So Bentham disagrees, but according to what Rashi says, one of the precepts that Rashi had said was that days of Kairish is when the Persians came to Babel. Now, because of us, I think more about becoming the design of Rav, I mean, we say, the Amalei, Rav, Rav, Kahan, Rav, said, Rav, Kahan, Adi, until now, have a Machus, the Aboni, was the Greek kingdoms. They weren't particular about murder. Now the Persians are in control of a Kapti Ashvichas Damer, and they're particular about murder. Sounds like in the days of Rav, the Persians came to Babel, and not like Rashi says in the days of Kairos. But Maridri says, no, the Gemara says what it is, Ad Nin Havamachuz Yavoni, meaning Shemushim Shal Babel Hoyme Yavonim. The rulers of Babel were the Greeks, and the Persians were there, but just they didn't rule. And now the rulers are the Persians. But the Persians were already there from the days of Kurdish, the way Rashi says. Next, Tais Master begin the words, which this belongs in the Mishnah of Tezvon Benav, the words in the Mishnah. If one person is saying in front of me was written a Bezem, and two are saying in front of the person was signed, Kasha to be Kasha. Which Larava, according to Rava, a fellow Lekka made like Siva Kasha, even if no one's testifying regarding the writing, it would be Kasha. So why does it have to say Echad I'm funny nechtam? According to him, it's enough of two say befaneinu nechtam. So on that situation, but like not Echad I'm funny nechtam, we don't say this part of the case of one say befaneinu nechtam. Ela agav reisha d'tani echad, cause the reisha need the case to say one is say befaneinu nechtam for that case. So we kept the symmetry and we said here also, but really it's unnecessary. It's enough to say according to Rava that beis I'm befaneinu nechtam to be kasha. Next this must begin with Gemara. Amalei Rabasi said to me, "Let me out of it." That's okay. Is Reish Diktani, which Tais explains the Gemara's question is Kushi de Rabasi in Elu b'may pligi. Reish is like we said before. Lishlei Chash Laharich. The Gemara is just not going through the whole lengthiness that I already mentioned before, but it's the same type of question as the Gemara had asked previously. Next Tais must begin with the words of the Mishnah. Nechta b'yam nechta b'lal apostle. If it was written during the daytime, it was signed only at nighttime. It's gonna be apostle. So it explains. There's two pshatim in the Gemara regarding the date. So Rabbi Yechanon, Mishum Shem Yechabal Basachayza, it's because he might cover for his niece. And even though she was Mizana on the next day, which only then it was a get, but it's written the previous day, and it's going to be like as if she was really divorced. Because the Surah Hadayam, the judge, and the thing should be a mix even after that it was signed on the day when it was written, which it really wasn't. And there were titcha v'ishim l'kuches, the woman's going to collect from those who bought from the husband, shleik it in, and appropriately pay is the produce, shemeshaz k'sivat shas chasimah, from when it was written until it was signed. And really, she cannot collect, she can only collect when it was signed, but it has an earlier date, so because of that, it's going to be puzzle. These two must have been the words of the Mishnah, that the Reb Shimon Machshir. Reb Shimon said that if it was written by day and signed at nighttime, it is kosher. What's the reason? Because the less Leshem Yechapi doesn't have this concern of maybe the husband is going to be covering for his wife who has a Mazanik Adam, like the Gemara says. And Hashem Peirat Amaleka, and there's also no problem about the Peiris, which is the other interpretation that of Rosh Lakish, because he holds Mishnah in the moment the husband is really looking to divorce her, Shabbin Labal Peiris, so the husband doesn't have Peiris anymore. The Mishnah's Kibbutz was already when it was written. So, yeah, even though it was only signed at nighttime, it's already effective from when it's written. Then says every time we begin to say, you have to be concerned, Shabbinich the Balaila. But then maybe you should be concerned, maybe it was only written at nighttime. But maybe the husband and the wife went and predated. Because was man shall yam, and they wrote a day, the date of the day. To make a trick on the consumers. And even though he's coming to divorce her, but still, Kanunya would be applicable. As we find a case over there regarding a receipt that fell, whatever, and we're concerned that maybe it's a really just a trick when the wife agrees to the husband that it was really a certain time of the receipt. We're concerned for Kanunya even when it's related to divorce. So maybe here, if you're allowing Necht Bayem and Necht Balayla, that you're saying because, oh, it's already effective when it's written, maybe it really wasn't even written then. And you predated the get. Somebody you could say is no. The witnesses will never sign, which is really the principle over here that we're saying. Oh, well, they're signing. It was written by day, and they're signing at nighttime. You see, they're going to sign on the earlier time. No, they'll never sign because is mamuktim, and they see that it's predated. Only if they know that it was written then. But you can't just take a predated one and have them, you know, sign and say, yeah, it was written. Oh, it's likely written at an earlier date. No, it's only when they know that. Next, there's must begin words of the Gemara. The Gemara's question was, why did they institute a date by a git? So the Gemara has two answers. So Taisa says, Le Muslim, Taisa is basically asking questions. Says, no, they couldn't say that the Kinyan's man, the reason why they instituted a date for git, is because they should do Haloitzi Ishim Nabal Mazayin. Taisa says, why don't you say another reason? Because the woman should be able to collect from the husband for sustenance, she loves Sava Achla, what she borrowed and she ate, Kibn's man akasa baget. Before the date that's written in the get, meaning that the husband won't be able to tell her, oh, you really divorced. So he's asking, maybe that's why you need a date to know that she wasn't divorced yet, that she could collect for what she had borrowed on. So he says, no, the blah, anyways, a woman would be believed that you don't need this man for that. Migoy, based on the principle of that, since the boy, if she wants to, Tat min es gita, she could hide her get, and really other she could, no one's gonna know that she's divorced. And believe to her, now she takes a nafsi. She doesn't have to show it to anyone until she wants to get remarried, which could be years later. Now, what are you gonna say? Oh, you say what I mean? The husband will bring witnesses who saw it being given over. I said, yeah, great. Ozli tav said isha. The woman's not gonna lose. Then she had to aid him. Not must say nafsi. They're gonna know when it was given over. Now, avagav the baal shaymeh. What I mean? So this is bothered with a question. He's saying, wait a second. Even though when the husband says, Girashti Sishti, I divorced my wife, Naman is believed. So you see, the husband is believed. That's specifically from here and on. Even really from here and on that we believe him, we don't find that he's believed when the wife is contradicting. But moreover, another Pshat says, that they didn't, it wouldn't have to institute a date for the reason of her sustenance from Zainus, shortly, and that's on Amid Beis and Maschel Ed. That fila aim by Zman, because even when there's no date, the woman could make a request for the witnesses who the get was given over in front of them. She eat b'fnei bez no yedim, or witnesses shayim this garusha that today she was divorced, and that to write her another document. So we're not to be concerned for that. That you won't be able to collect. And parentheses, Mashal deletes this, Mashal is garrisoned, but he just switches around. Umiu, however, Shemali is Shatsu Eidim Messir Lovim Alabezin. Maybe the Eidim is not going to want to come out of the Bezin, or Lamala Eidim, to tell the witnesses, Bechel Bashta Acha, and to write another document. Shemalisim discussed that she was divorced from that day. About that, but to the contrary, the Azman, through the date, Pom, he taps Mazayan. Actually, somebody should actually lose food. She's like, it didn't, inappropriate. She's like, just like Yishabashas Exibu, and he didn't divorce at the time of Exibu. So that can't be the reason. As we see, it could even be worse, potentially, for why you would have a zman for mezainus. Then it says, "We're going to say, 'Beget shicher.' But what do you do with a get shichur of emancipating an eved? Lama tikkun by zman? Why did they institute a zman over there? Yimish ma'ase yadav, because the reasons that argument says are not applicable. So why do we have a zman over there? Yimish ma'ase yadav, if you're going to say because of his handiwork, meaning the income that he makes, that you're going to say, oh, maybe to know that the earnings go to him, not to his master. No, but lizman nami yochel b'lebesn. No, even without the date, he could come to court. They'll write that from that day on, he's divorced. Because no one's contesting that. It's just that, you know, how are we going to know? So go ahead, go. You don't need a date. He could come to court right now. They'll write a document with him. According to the one who says that the way you married it to the person is with the witnesses that are signing it, which Tyson is basically addressing a question that he's making it sound like maybe that's the answer. Maybe we're saying, oh, of course you have to know when it's written, because you have to know when it was signed, because actually that's when the person merits it. So he says, no, it's not true. It's not true. He anyways wouldn't get his own income delivered to him from the day that it was written, because there's no date in it. And it's not evident from inside of it when it was written. In other words, what Tosfos means to say is that it's not like you do merit then, and if we need a date to know when, it's actually what would cause it. And we're not going to go ahead and do this so that we should cause him to be Zaycha, because it's only when there is a Zman. So you say you have a Zman to know that it was, but if the Zman is not causing it, we're not going to let you tell you to write a Zman so that we can cause that. As we find, when you have two documents that are both written on the same day, even going to buy that says, oh yeah, it's when the witnesses are signed, that's it, that's when it's the person's Zaycha. It's not true. We find that the one who was given over to, he at first, he's actually Kaina. As we find, it's not like the Bais of Kerbalazza, like the Kerbalazza, the Messir that severs it, or Balazza, we know according to Balazza, if it's Messir, so the one who gets the first is Kaina, he's Mokhapreg Mishay Nosin, and that's what's the reason, because the lawyer, we don't say this, only when it's evident from inside of it, when there is his man. So, here also, when there's no date at all, it's not like he's Zaycha the Maisadam then. So why we need his man? Zman would only be if we have to let you know that it was from then, so that he gets rightfully his. It's not true, he's not rightfully then. Even because the Mizrachim is only when the Mesirah. Yeah, if there was Zman, if it was Mechamidah, then he would, but that's not why we're not going to go ahead and do it, that the Eved should get that right. So why do we have a Zman Shtar Shechar? So Emri, the Reis says, the Tiknu Zman, the reason why we instituted a date was, the Eloh have a base Zman, if it didn't have a date, problem, you would run into the found problem. Sometimes it would happen, a person would sell a slave, and then, after you tell him, you write him a get shechem without a date. So then the slave would tell his new second master, I said, you bring proof that the sale that you got was before I was emancipated. Why? Because the slave is now in full possession of himself, because he has shtar shechem, and it's the buyer is coming to extract from him that he's indebted to him. Oh, so that could be problematic. But over here, about muksik v'le isha, here the husband is muksik and not the woman, and therefore you wouldn't have that reasoning by the woman. And if that's not valid, then they're going to have to come up with two different reasons. Contrary to over here, the eved is muksik in himself, and that's why you had to have his man because of the sale to another person. Next, let's about to begin with the words of the Gemara. The reason why you have a date by a get is because of his niece. Meaning, shouldn't cover over for her when there's no date. So, please bother by a question. Says the lawyer, meaning he's addressing the question by answering. He says, the lawyer, meaning, because you don't say, what do you mean? The woman has a presumption that, until we know otherwise, that she was a married woman. So, and we say that now she was divorced. So, if you didn't have a date, to the contrary, we'd say that you for sure were married. No, it's not true. First of all, we see her, she is divorced, she has a get, so she doesn't have the chazak kaseh anymore. But moreover, to the contrary, because there's a competing chazaka, she has a chazaka that she is upstanding, that she did not have be when she was a married woman, only when she was already divorced. And therefore, that's why you need to have the date that he shouldn't cover for her. Next, it's about the words of the Gemara, because of the dividends, the produce, the utility. Meaning, Kadesh the Isha, that the woman should know, when it was written and when it was signed, Why? Well, like Tevis and Peres, I trust in the sin that she shouldn't lose out the Peres all the way up until when it's given. That she should get it ready from when it was written inside. Then it's like, they're going to say, wait a second. Get ma'ukhu yipasim haitama. Not a predated, but a postdated get should be invalid for the same reason. Because of the problem that you run into, which is, what do you mean? She's only going to get from the later date, when she really should be getting from early when it was given. It's obvious the kosher. It's kosher. Where do you see that? Because the Amar, the Gemara says over there that a get makusher. There's a certain type of get that's written that it's tied up in different places. Even though the edim is supposed to be written on the outside, it's written on the inside. Kosher to me, kosher. Why? Because you could just unfold it. All it's going to be is a because they would write a delayed date. Why would be a different type of a date by get makusher? Anyway, fine. So even if you make it a regular get by opening it up, where you have it sealed, where it's knotted, it would be just a delayed get. Because the Makusha, I mean, Hassam, because they were going to get Makusha, the Gemara tells us over there on the Samach Dalma Beis that Melech Shana, if he was only king for 1 year, they would count him as two already. Okay. But the Akshav Yenim is Manak Hassam by Gidim Pasha. Now we're going to count it from the date that's written it like as if it was a regular get. Shlo Yadut et Chalasa Makusha, they're not going to know that it was Makusha. And so it's mocher. And if that's the case, you see, get mocher is kosher. But why? You should run into the problem of bad pace. So I'm going to read the mocher. No. When it's a post-dated get, the time that it was signed, so actually from the time of the date, because the inro legamish boy, because she actually, it's not fit to divorce her with this. I feel nasalalti, even if we give it to her right away, because the divorce doesn't take effect until the date, so you're not really making her lose then, because the date is a post-dated date, and it's actually only then when it takes effect, so it's actually not causing her to lose. Avol, but says, Taisus, what he would say, nechta b'yim b'b shimen. According to Shimon, that he holds is valid when it's written during the daytime, only signed the nighttime. Yeah, because Rola Garish b'meyad, it actually is fit to divorce her right away. Ava pi shlei nechta ma de eid mesira, even though it wasn't signed through the eid mesira, because the Reb Shimon sub kabbalah, Reb Shimon holds a kabbalah, the eid mesira kati. That holds that it's a Masira that severs Gemin Perakam, like the Gemara says in the Testament days, and therefore it's actually fit already from the time of the Ksiva, even though you don't have the Eid Chasima, therefore Nechta Bayam is going to be Kasha. Whereas Rabbanon, I'm going to really garish, but you know you're right, it's fit to already divorce with, but Kimin Deleka Namek Koil, since the word doesn't get out until you have the actual Chasimas, so therefore in Abba Mafsid Peiris, so the husband is not going to be causing any loss from the time of the ksiva. In other words, that we would run into the concern over there that he would be master pairs, and everyone's going to say that it's possible. But when they're engaged in this in the topic the whole time, the eshkol, that there's already the words getting out, and it's fit to divorce already, then master about pairs ksiva. Then the husband would be allowed to make the kuchas already lose from the time of the ksiv. I'm like, come on, like we say later on the pitches at the end of Amen Aleph, because yeah, it's already, even though they only signed an item, it's already like as if it took effect from the writing, because it's already they were engaged in it the whole time. Now, it's actually the question. It's difficult to read because the mean like come on. The Gemara tells later on the pitches my base. I'm last talking. It says to 10 people, kiss get ishti, right? To get to my wife. And b'chasim b'itrim in ibiyim, and two of them signed on that same day. V'inach b'kadat esol yemi, and the rest signed within the next 10 days. The Shulchan Aruch says kula mishum edim, all of them are because of the halacha of edim, not as a tnai. Just the pasuk doesn't mean about because they didn't do it on the same day. Question is, it's b'mai, but why? B'reish l'koil, but you told me the word gets out. B'reish l'garsh, but it's ready fit to divorce them, because the mahi ritz abal. If the husband wanted to lohi makbar al sar, he didn't have to be particular about 10 people signing. If you have to pay us. And he could already make a loose pay as Mishnah Chasmu Beis Roshan from when two of them already signed. He crush the garbage, but it would be fit to divorce. Why is it any different? Now we just explained just before. The Shemitah says what you can say is no, because much about Nakbid, because as long as the husband is particular, Chasmu Kulam, and they didn't all sign yet, Ein Kol. Actually, the word does not get out yet, Asher Mekulan, until they all sign, Asher Sukum Lachtim, or at least they were engaged the whole time in signing. But if not, then yeah, even though two aided him, even though you already have two, and he didn't have to be particular, but since he was, they're not spreading the word yet, because it's not really a done deal yet, and therefore that's why it's going to be possible according to Rish Lakish.